So with this lakasha, coming back to the first question, Rashi says, Mahadel Litrutzim Asnisla, come back to give us an answer on our Mishnah. Ubraisad Liel, that what our Mishnah says, it's also to have yit to leave your animal by a goy, we have to be afraid to live with him. So how could the Braisa say, you're allowed to buy an animal off a goy for a korban? We have a psul, Razaya Venirva. Why isn't the animal puzzle for a korban? So Ravina answers like this. Ravina Amar Lekash, there's no question here. Ho lechetchila ho dievet. Lechetchila, we have to be afraid. Maybe the guy will live with the animal. Therefore, lechetchila, at the beginning, it's also to deposit, leave our animals by the guy. But now when we go to buy an animal off the guy, to say that he actually lived with the animal, that we do not have to say. But the event, if it was done already, now we don't have to say it was done. Therefore, it's muta. Rashi says, "Lachachila katani de mamidim mishum de merovelo." Obrais katani and chushin mishum reveya shem nirva the event de mishum lishovar kavoyis lemisrei. Now that you're buying the animal off the guy, you want to say it's also for korban because the guy actually did live with him. Dilma kvar rovel kvar avoya lechashinan. But this we don't say, after you bought it already, now we do not say you actually did the action already. So on lechetchila, we tell you do not sell it to him, because maybe he will do it. But after you bought it already, like for the Evid, that we do not say. So Gemara says, how do you know to say such a swear like this? Well, minot tamer, how do I know, dishani, that there's a difference, bein lechetchila, bein le the Evid, there's such a difference, whether lechetchila, how you should act, or whether for the Evid, what happened already? How do you know there's such a difference? So I'll bring you proof. The Tanan we learned, Lertisiyachad Ishoi Mohim. A lady is not allowed to have yichud, Jewish lady should not have to be found alone with the goyim. Why? Because we're afraid that she's by the goyim. We said even though there are kama, a lot of them, still there's a chash of arroyis, they'll live with her. So if it was this the yichud, even one lady with 10 goyim. Or Reminu, I have a question. It says the Gemara in Subis, if the goyim captured a Jewish lady, a married lady, so I they moment. If the reason why the goyim took and captured because of ransom, they want money from the husband, then muteras lavayla. Then when the husband pays off the money, she's allowed to go back to her husband. And we do not say that she had znus with them, she lived with them. So Rashi's one pshat is she's an ashes koyin. And an Ashes Kayin, she's also to her husband, even Bionis. So the question is, maybe the Goyim even forced her to live. So we say no. If it was a question of money, we'll soon see the Goyim will be afraid to live with her, because they're afraid they won't get the money then. So therefore, she's Muteras Labailov. But what's going to be Aidei Nefashis? Let's say she was taken because the Goyim thought she's Chayiv Misa, they have right to kill her. And then for some reason they let her go, so Asur Labailov. Here we say she's also Labailov. Now, why is she Asur Labailo? Because we say that she lived with him. And therefore, if she's an Ashes Kayin, she's also to a husband, even though it was done B'yonis. Or else, Rashi says, maybe they talked her into it, and she did a Barotzim, even by Ashes Yisrael. Rashi says, V'chashinun Shema Nivolo Liechon Miem Barotzim. It's possible after a while they talked her into it, that she agreed to live with them, Barotzim. There are two pshat, and these Talmuki, some say no, it's talking about Anashas Kayin. Anashas Kayin, she's also to a husband, even if somebody forced her. So it says here a difference that if the Goyim took the lady, so if it was because of money, then she's Mutta Labailo. But if they took her for Nefashois, then she's Asur Labailo. So Elo Lam Shvamina, isn't there a proof here? Shani Lon, Bein Lechetchila, Lidi Evid. There's a difference between Lechetchila and Lidi Evid. So Rashi says, well, the proof of her is by nefashos. Why do we say by nefashos she's mutal abayla? You're telling me now that our Mishnah says that he should also to have yichud with a guy, because the choshed al arroyis says so. Even if the guy took her for mammon, no, the question is by mammon. Why do we say if the guy took her for ransom that she's mutal abayla? Why? You're telling me now, by Yichud, they live with her. So even for Mammon, she should be also Levaila. The answer must be, Lechatchila, we do not tell an Isha to have Yichud with a guy, because Lechatchila, we're afraid, maybe they will live with you. So we tell every Jewish lady, stay away from the Goyim. But for the Yevada, if she was caught by the Goyim, and then they freed her, but the other we say, no, they did not live with her. So l'chur, that's the difference here. That's why by mamin, she's permissible to a husband. That's the proof. Even though l'chatchila, yichud is also, but by the other though we say she's mutter. Tamar says, no. Mimai, who told you that's the pshati? Who told you that's the reason? Dilma may b'liyerle may malach afilu d'yevan namiloi. I'll tell you even b'diyevan, if she was caught by the goyim, so we say the goyim live with her. And b'diyevan, she's also labayla. And so, why by mamon is she muta labayla? Fihoch, at the time here, the reason is, the misyara, the goyim here are afraid to do anything to her. Mishum hesem amaynai. Don't think of the ransom, they want to get their money back. So the whole reason the husband will pay the money, because they didn't touch her yet. But if the husband finds out that they touched her, he won't pay the money. So there's a new svara here, why the girl did not touch her. So only over here is she muta labayla. But otherwise, like we'll soon see by Misa, she's taka also labayla. Teda, bring a clear proof of this. Teda, you should know, Diktani Sefer says at the end of this brisa, Ayidei nefoshes, if she was taken, because the goyim thought she's chayiv misa, she did something wrong, she deserved to be killed, and then they free her. Asura labayla, it says clearly she's also labayla. Why? Because even with the evidence we say they did live with her. So that's no proof here, l'chatchilem b'dievet. The difference is, mamon, they're afraid to live with her, but for the foshet, they're not afraid, and whenever they're not afraid, that's our mishnah in the yachden, that is this the yichud. V'sula midi, there's nothing to talk about. The Chur Ravina's teretz is not a good teretz. There's nothing to talk about that there's no proof from this case, and if so, the Chur's answer is not a good answer. That once we say the goyim are afraid of the yachash and aravia, then the question is, why can we buy an animal off them? We have to be afraid, maybe they did have revia with the animal. So you have to come on to the answers we said before, that the goyim are afraid with their own animals not to be machash, the animal, not to make them to rakara, or else even by zacha, not to be machash, if I came out, it's basar. Not to be machash, the basar of the animal itself.
I mean, it's not in the
Fashas
Asura
Labala,
is that only
going to be? Rabbi Pedos says, oh, Lakasha, I'll give you another answer. There's no question to our Mishnah to the Brisa. Or Reb Lezer Rabbonin, maybe some Achleikas Tanoim, some Achleikas Reb Lezer and Rabbonin.
Yeah.
Like this, Titnan, we learn like this. Titnan got the Poros Chattis by the Poraduma, we learned. That Reb Lezer Weimer, Eino Nikeches Menodik Chovim. They're not allowed to buy a Poraduma from a guy. We'll soon see why, because maybe they work with it, and they'll be a psul or nevad. Vachom matir, Vachom said, no, it's muta. So now, my love, what's this Machlokes told you? My love isn't the Balkan Iflagi. Reb Lezer Sovar Chashim L'Raviyah, that we are afraid of Raviyah. So that would be Pshat like our Mishnah, Ein Miyachdim Behema Yitzalakum, because we're afraid they'll live with our animals. So it's a Chashash Raviyah. Therefore he says, you cannot buy a Paraduma off a guy. For Rabbanan Savri, Loi Chashim L'Raviyah. No, we're not afraid for Raviyah. We're not afraid for the Svaras, maybe we just said, that we're not afraid the goyim will live with their animal, with our animals. With their animals. So therefore, you're allowed to buy the paradum off the goy, and the same thing would be, according to that, the price here, you're allowed to buy an animal for a korban off a goy. Of course, we're not afraid the goyim live with their animals. So maybe there's no stira. I mean, what our mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer, and the price is according to the Rabbanan. The verse says, no, mimai, who told you this is the pshat and the machlikis, Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan? Dilma may be the kuliyal maloy chashin l'raviyah. Maybe that's the truth we gave before. By their own animal, we're not afraid they'll live with their animal. They don't want to make it a nakora or to be makash the boss of the animal. And so what's the machlokes here by poor aduma? Fihocha haino time of the Reb Lezer. Why does Reb Lezer say it's also to buy a poor aduma off a guy? Kid the Rav Yehuda, Omarav. Like Yehuda Marav says, Yom Rav Yehuda Marav, Haniyach oleh oido shel sakin. If you put on top of this a paraduma, an oida, that's Rashi says, sak and harbe rekonim kshur miyachad, a bunch of bags tied together, empty bags, empty sacks, you just put on top of the paraduma. So locher is psula, psula, right, it's possible for paraduma. Rashi says, the chsiv, it says, asher loy olo oleho, that nothing went on top of it, mashma bahalo bialmo, even though it does not do work, just by putting this bunch of bags, sacks on top of the paraduma, that makes the paraduma possible. So we have to be afraid, maybe a guy did this with the paraduma. Rashi says, Negla Rufa, ain't in the cellus, but I lost oil. that the egg roof does not become possible just by putting in oil. So here the lachers of agola ad she timshech bo, until you actually do work. Here it's an egg roof is only possible. The Rashi says the chsiv be agola asher lo moshcha bi oil, do not move the oil. Yeah, pull it. So therefore, negla roof is only possible to be used if it was actually worked with. Mashenka and the paraduma, even before it was worked with, just putting the weight on top of the paraduma makes it possible. So it sounds like this. Ma sova chashinen. Rabbi Lezer says you have to be afraid. Maybe the guy put at some time some weight on top of the para. Therefore, it's possible for paraduma. Well, ma sova lechashinen. Maybe that's the machlokes. So Mar says, loy sagadai, do not think like this. Rashi, the time of the Rebbe Lezer Mishum Oida. Do not think that's the reason of Rebbe Lezer, because maybe they put sacks on top of the Poroh. Mishum Nicha Purta Lemaster Tuva. Like the Goyim know, a red cow, a Paraduma, is worth a lot of money. And they know the Jews will spend a fortune for it. So they know not to ruin it. So just for the simple enjoyment of putting a few bags on top of the Paraduma, a Goyim will not do that either. Therefore, that we're not afraid about.
So if so, what is the machlokes? The chur is so the machlokes has to be whether chashin l'reviya, like we started off to say, say nechlam it's machlokes for Rebbe Lezer and the rabbonin, if a choshe that a goy would be over the yisur reviya not. So it's good. That's the terrace to the steer between our mishnah and the brayso. The mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezer with choshe that the goy will be reviya the animals, and the brayso goes according to rabbonin that will not choshe they'll be reviya the animals. So Morris questions, they'll know. Hochinam, if so, lemor, and I say also, Mishum Hano Purta Lemisade Tuva. Why don't I say also, how could you say, according to Rebbe Lezer, that Yechoshe the Goyim will be over the Yisraviya? We just said that they'll ruin their animals, that they'll also ruin it. They'll make it an Akora, or they'll be Machesh Boso. Again, like we came out, that if the Zchorim have Tashmish with an Odom, so it's Machesh the Boso or the Behemah, they ruin the animal itself. So just for the simple hanot they're going to have now, they're not going to go and ruin their animals. So what does Rebbe Lezer say? We'll chosh it for Reviya. So Mara said, I'll tell you, Hosom Yitzra Toikvoi. I'll tell you here, to have Tashmish with the animals, that's a big Yitzra, they have a big lust for this. So because of the Yitzra bothers them so much to do it, therefore, we'll chosh it that they'll be over the Yitzra Reviya. Mashenken over here, there's no lust, there's no Yitzra to put the bundles on top of the poro. Therefore, we're not afraid that they'll put bundles on top of the poro, but rather the shaila is if a chashin mishum reviya or not. Toys asked the question at the bottom. Toys taymo liyel diomer rav avik chovim chasal behemtoy. For if it does not miyislei hushniy, before we set svaris that the goyim will not ruin their own animals, therefore they will not have tashmish with their own animals. Chur why not set a svarim, but still name a yitzra talk for the yitzra bothers them. As chur tekal b'chayim madich by a poradum is domi mikarim. They still have the Yetzara, so for sure for their own animals. But his answer is Shan Yochum, Kivan the Demer Yikorim, Oymedes Limchol Yisrael, Vechivan Shuvadai Mechra Poros Savru, Lahalem Vienna Cheshes, Kivan Chitotokvay. That the Goyim know that they're not going to keep the Paraduma, they're for sure going to sell it to the Jews. So therefore, they're not afraid that much to ruin the animal, because they think they're going to sell it anyway. And they'll hold it, and they'll have the Yetzer tells them to have Reviya with the animal, and they think that they'll hold it back. They won't let the Jews know that they had Reviya. So that's why, that even though on their own animals that they plan to keep, they will not have Reviya, they will not live with them, because the Svara is going to be Makash the animal, even though they have Yetzer. But for the Paradum here, we are afraid that since they know they're not going to keep it, they're going to sell it, they will have Reviya with the animals, therefore the Paradum is also. That's Pshat and Rebbe Lezer. Another more says, Fiduma may be the Kuliyal Molecha Shinla Reviya. Maybe that's not the Machlekis. Maybe everybody holds we're not Choshit for Reviya. Zari Rebbe Lezer and Zari Dara Rabbonin. If so, what did Rebbe Lezer say? You can't buy a Paradum off a Nakum. Vok, I know time to Rebbe Lezer. Kid Tony Shelo, like Shelo learned. The Tony Shelo, my time with the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer? You can't buy the power of a goy. Because the Pasuk says, "Davro bnei Yisrael v'yichu alecha." So Dashem bnei Yisrael yichu v'enoyv tikachavim yichu. That you have to buy the paradum off a Jew and not off a goy. Rashi says yichu here means yimachru kari bevi yichichu. It also means lashon of buying, selling it. That you have to buy the paradum off a Jew. That's the pasuk of the yichu elecha. That means davar b'nei Yisrael yichu alecha. So b'nei Yisrael yichu, you have to buy from a Jew, not from a goy. So the Gemara says, Loi sakot ha'etif, do not think this way. That's not the pshat. This is not the pshat in Reblezer. This is not the reason why Reblezer holds you cannot buy a paradum of a guy. Tiktoni said, because it says in the safe over here, V'chein hoyer Reblezer paisa b'chol ha'kabonas kulan. The same reason that you can't buy a paraduma, the same reason applies to all kabonas. Reblezer, you cannot buy any kabonas off a guy. Now, v'yi sakot ha'etif, you can tell me what you think. Tiktoni shilo, the reason is the way Shiloh learns, because of a yiku, sabishleim a poro exiv bekicha. True, by paraduma it says the word kicha. So maybe that's the reason why you can't buy it off a guy. Elokulu kabonas, kicha exivbu. But all other kabonas, it doesn't say the word kicha. Says so, this cannot be the reason why you cannot buy a paraduma either. Because the same reason why you can't buy a paraduma applies to kabonas. So, like we said before, the machlekes is, are we cheshit for revi or not? The current Rabbi Leza will choshit for Revia. Most of the Duma maybe know still. Ad kan le plig Rabbon le the Rabbi Leza. Hello. Para. When the Rabbon argue in Rabbi Leza.